I did, you know, what the coaches and everybody told me not to, what to do, you know, not to fight back, basically just let him kind of do whatever he was trying to do. And then I still got kicked out. So I wanted my money's worth. So, you know what I'm saying?
Were you surprised when he threw you to the ground?
Yeah, because, you feel me? If he was really about it, then he would have tried to square up with me. You know what I'm saying? But he walked behind me.
What was the conversation like in between plays before it happened?
Y'all know how I play. I lock receivers down. Physically and then mentally, I get in their mind, get under their skin. I talk my talk. Whatever I'ma say. It's rumors out there that I said like some deep personal stuff. I'm gonna let y'all know that's not true off rip. I get out there. I do my thing. I talk, but I don't go personal. I don't talk about nobody, wife, nobody, kids, nobody, family. I don't do that. So that's untrue. That's not true at all. I think he even said that though. It was nothing that I said. I didn't say nothing like that. But you feel me? I told him almost every play that he was weak, that he was soft. That demonstrate facts. He just couldn't handle the truth. It was facts. Told him that his time almost up. Told him that it was easy, which it was. He had one catch for 6 yards. I was just out there spitting facts to him. So he got mad. And then people trying to talk about the push. I mean, I pushed him every single play. We can go back and look at the film. I pushed him every single play. I told him, stop putting his hand on me. And it's a run play. Don't even put your hand on me. So he put his hand on me. I pushed him again. He just fell because he weak. I mean, he's small. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a late push. It was during the whistle. The whistle hadn't blown yet. I wasn't going to get flagged for that push because it was during the play. No flag came out until he grabbed me. Y'all can go back and look at that on the tape, too. So it wasn't dirty. It wasn't a cheap shot. It was none of that, none of them excuses that people are trying to make that he tried to make. It was what it was. But at the end of the day, I took it. I was hot because I got kicked out, and then I wanted my money's worth. If I knew I was going to get kicked out, I would have, you feel me, I would have fought back easily. But that's the quickest way off Ramsey Island, though. I mean, he had one catch for 6 yards. I mean, if I was a receiver and I had to line up across from myself, I would try to figure out the easiest route to get off, too. So he figured it out.
You got in his head. Did you also get inside the head of every receiver that you'll ever face?
We got to go one at a time, one at a time.
You got in his head. Did you also, in the process, get in the head of the receiver you face next week and the week after?
Oh, I don't know. I some people are mentally strong. He wasn't during the game. He wasn't mentally strong. You know, I've talked to a few of his teammates afterwards, a couple guys I know, and they had been told me, they was like, once AJ started talking back, we knew you had him because he don't ever talk. I was like, yeah, that's kind of what I do every week. Try to get him to talk back because that feeds into my game, not theirs. So I knew I had him to a point. And then the stadium kind of helped me out because right before we went out there, they showed the big highlight of me locking him down and his one catch for 6 yards. So I knew he was over there boiling. His teammates say he was over there pretty mad. So.
Did you feel in any way that he should have been suspended an additional game for his WWF takedown of it?
Man, I don't wish nothing bad on nobody. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish that he can't play the game that he loves to play. I don't wish that on nobody. So it is what it is. I don't really care too much about the whole suspensions and fines and all that. Because that is what it is. I'm not sure how the league handles that exactly. I'm not sure how the league handles a lot of things, but, you know, I have no control over that.
Have you been notified yet?
Have I been notified of what?
Of a fine.
No, why would I get fined?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I shouldn't get fined. I didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we didn't think you'd get ejected, but you did.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Did you have any reason? Did they give you any reason for why you got ejected?
I mean, but it was kind of mixed. It was kind of mixed, mixed signals from different refs, I guess. Because when I first heard it, I was like, hold on, they said 20. So then I went up to one of the refs. I don't remember the guy. I don't remember his name or anything about him. But I said, yo, why am I getting ejected? I asked him straight up. I was like, why am I getting ejected? And he He was like, to be honest, Jalen, I don't know. That's exactly what he said, like, quote for quote. He was like, Jalen, honestly, I don't know. And then we got in the locker room, and I was like, Doug, find out why I got ejected. Like, I want to know for sure. And Doug was like, the ref told me that he thought you threw a punch. That's what Doug came over here and told me. And then later on, I was chilling with some friends, my pops, my agent. And my agent had showed me the little article of the ref come out, and the ref was like, he instigated it. And then some more articles came out and was like, yeah, maybe he shouldn't have been ejected. So I don't know. They got to figure that out internally. That was upsetting, though. That pissed me off. Because like I said, I thought I did the right thing in the moment. I still got kicked out. If I knew I was going to get kicked out, I would have got active. But I mean, it's cool. Now I know what to do in that situation. So if I'm ever in that situation again, let's believe I'm gonna get active out there.
Jalen, is it a badge of honor at your position to kind of get in a guy's head?
Yeah, to a certain extent, you still got to do your job though. I think the badge of honor or whatever you want to call it, that comes from one catch for 6 yards. That's where that comes from for me.
Are you afraid at all of any kind of wreck? You've had this with Steve Smith and a little with Hopkins and a little now with AJ Green. I'm not sure, afraid. Do you like that as a reputation, if you are getting a reputation?
Cool. My reputation is what I'm out there putting on that field, playing some good ball, doing what I got to do, taking receivers out of the game, locking receivers up, helping my team win games at the end of the day. So, yeah, I'm cool with the rep that I'm getting. I don't mind it at all.
How did it feel to get that support from Tom Coughlin yesterday?
That was cool, man. It was cool. Everybody was kind of coming up to me like, man, you did the right thing. And I was like, it don't feel like it, because it really don't. I mean, once you get ejected, it feel like you still – like, dang, I got ejected, possibly let my team down. And then on top of that, it was like, I don't feel like I did the right thing personally, because if I knew I was going to get ejected, I would have, Like I said, I would have got active out there.
Has AJ reached out to you at all?
Nah, but he going to see me in the offseason, though.
See you where?
Oh, he going to see me.
You're going to show up at his house?
No, none of that, but he going to see me, though.
How did it feel to have your teammates immediately react the way they did to try to defend you?
Oh, that was cool. I mean, what else? I would have did the same thing for them. Like, that's how we ride around here, period.